What's up, guys? It's TJ. Coming at you guys with another talk. Let's put it that way. Let's see. Let's talk about the games and hobbies. I'm going to put my little 2 cents in. Don't worry about it. But, you know, all right, for Xbox, Xbox games are okay, I guess. Because, for one, Xbox games are way less than PS4 games. I know it's going to be about to be a big war about this, but I'm pretty sure for me, I am an Xbox fan. I never played PS4 in my life, so I'm going to tell you right now, PS4 is garbage. But I know most of y'all be saying, what? He said PS4 is garbage? Are you crazy? Or he wants to say Xbox is good? Are you crazy? No, like, it's to each their own. And you know what? Like, for me, I want to be a game designer. That's the best thing about being, like, being your own person. You can design any game you want, but for me, if Xbox and PS4 came together to make a song, I mean a game, that'd been the best thing about it. So let's think about it. If Xbox, cause like, if you're an Xbox fan, cause Xbox had the better graphics than PS4, that's facts. But PS4 has more better games and all that. And then come out with more things. Like, we'll just say for Fortnite. Originally Fortnite was supposed to be for PS4s. But now, because Microsoft says it should be for Xbox, and Microsoft made the game. So that's good, though, to make it like that. I would have thought that Fortnite would be for computers, if you think about it. You see more people on YouTube playing games on there and all that. But you know what? Hey, that's like whatever. I can say GTA is made for phones. Like the old school GTA. I don't know if you ever had a DS before, a DS, and they used to play, it used to be a game on GTA, I forgot the name of it, but it was like a GTA thing on a DS, right, and I played that for the first time. I fell in love with that game, I think that's the first time I fell in love with GTA, but you can go ahead, like, GTA is like real life. It's sad, but it's fun at the same time. The sad part about it is, you realize, like, people really do stuff in real life. They hold up gas stations and all that, they damn near steal cars, and what game? Like, they gonna go to jail, they ain't gonna get shot, or worse, they gonna keep on doing it till, like, somebody else gonna get hurt. Like, I don't know if you look on YouTube and look up GTA real life, you see 7-year-old kids, like, taking cars and joyriding them and all that. So I was watching on YouTube maybe like a whole week ago. This dude was riding a motorcycle on a highway, going around 80 miles per hour, and the cops was just on his heels. But you know what? He put into a structure site and just pulled it and he said, I give up. You can't run away from the cops. The cops, like, you'd be stupid enough to run away from a cop. If you're really skilled and all that, I'm not supporting it or nothing like that. I'm saying, if you know what you're doing to get away from a cop, you straight. If you don't, you never don't do nothing you won't regret. Because time and sentences really are real. You would get like 30 years in jail for doing something stupid like that. In GTA, only thing you do is have one day. Or maybe like 2 minutes tops. And then you can get out and start going and start doing stuff. Mainly they just kill you. And so like if you play online, they just kill you. If you play on story mode, they just also kill you. Okay. Sports. Alright, so basketball season is kicking up right now, like, extremely well. Football season is gonna be coming out soon. For me, I'm a Packers fan. I know people can be hating about, oh, you're a Packers fan and all, you know what? Hey, I'm not hating. I know a Viking fan. I know a Dolphins fan. I know a Bears fan. I'm not coming at them, no. I'm just saying, like, if you like your team and all that, like, if my team meets your team, then it shows who's better. If your team beat my team maybe like 3 times, then I might reconsider about switching teams. But yeah, that's TJ Talk. I'm out.